I'm really honored.
And we're back on the Bigfoot Pro Wrestling Podcast with Podcast Guy.
We are leaving the station! L Train, take us out!
Be talking to some of the fans up in the Pacific Northwest.
Lyle, thanks for having me, man.
This is the L Train. Let's leave the station.
Pretty good, darling. Pretty good.
The Bash Brothers.
Your demigod of death. Buy my shit.
Yo! We're the Voros twins.
They know me by PCO.
I've got my Chinese food and some cheesecake, and I'm gonna go pig out
to the horror show.
Freaking me out, man.
Freaking me out, yo!
Hey, the L-Train, we're back for another great episode this week. I might be a little rusty. I've been off for a couple weeks, but man, we're going to talk a little ECC dub and IWTV. I got two guests for the price of one right now. I got the one and only Scotty Mackey's back. And then from ECC dub, The Natural. Man, how you guys doing?
I'm pretty great.
You know what? All things considered, not too shabby, man.
I don't have a lot to complain about. My biggest complaint is that they won't let me in the gym, and I haven't wrestled since the beginning of July. And I was all prepped for my big return at ECCW's 24th anniversary show back. Is it April 4th, Natch?
Yes, sir.
It was supposed to be my return and Dropkick Murphy's return. And we were Chilltown teaming with two of the men we admire most in the world, the Ladies' Choice and the Rocket Randy Tyler, in a big eight-man tag. I don't know how much you know about this, Lyle, but I tore my ACL back in July in a PWA championship match in Victoria against Bishop. And so right when I got the go-ahead, I spoke to the surgeon, and we're not going to do the surgery, and he said if I get this custom brace that I can get back in the ring, and so all ready for that April 4th return. And then this virus happens, and everyone's life is changed, and now I gotta wait longer for the big return to the ring. But when it does happen, it's gonna be a beautiful thing.
Oh man. And let me just ask you guys real quick, you know, with the whole virus going on, thinking there, how is things going in Canada? Is it just kind of the same as we are down here? Everyone's just huddled
up. We're
doing
pretty good. Like compared to other places, British Columbia has flattened the curve better than most places. Everyone seems to be taking precautions like we should. And I personally, I'm doing what I got to do to stay healthy. Like my stepdad, he's not in the best of health, so I have to make sure that, I mean, even if I was to survive it, he wouldn't. So I'm real careful, and I know the Natural's real careful too.
Yeah, I got two parents who are both over the age of 65, so you know, I see them once a week, 10 feet apart in a parking lot, you know, staying in our cars, window down. We talk for as long as we can, but you know, no hugging or anything like that.
Right.
I bet you're looking forward to your dad's cooking, though, when all this is done.
Oh, my gosh. A good old steak for family dinner on a Sunday night. I can't wait.
Well, is your dad the big-time cook of the family?
Oh, dad barbecues. Mom cooks the pasta and the roast beef in the winter, and dad's the summer guy.
So he's a steak guy?
People. The natural parents, much, much better people than he is.
Oh, yeah. I'm a real piece of garbage.
Well, man, you know, Scotty, I've talked to you a couple times. Let me just ask, the Natural here a few questions, man. Tell us about yourself a little bit, man. Well, how did you get involved? When did you become a wrestling fan?
First memory wrestling fans watching Hulk Hogan try to steal Elizabeth from Macho Man Randy Savage's arms before the biggest five, and I was hooked. I was a Macho Man guy, a Jake Roberts guy, and I hated Hulk Hogan, and I still to this day have those same views.
Whereas I was a big time Hulkamaniac, and I think I would even say I still am.
Yes, you would.
And I love Hollywood Hogan as well, and and I'm NWO for life.
I almost liked Hollywood Hogan better than regular Hulk Hogan. I mean, I was a kid, but I was more of the Ric Flair guy.
Hogan was like the coolest Hogan by a country mile.
Oh yeah,
like that.
Anyways,
the black and white, the 5 o'clock shadow, and
I love the 5 o'clock shadow look with that, with the blonde hair and the blonde mustache and beard,
exactly,
and he had the black stuff coming up the side of the face.
Why are we talking about Hogan on my podcast? This is
a podcast with two guys marking out over.
This is horrible.
Well, I was more of a Ric Flair fan, but anyway, back to you, Natural. Tell us a little more.
Massive wrestling fan. I always wanted to be Paulie Dangerously as manager. He was my idol. A little bit of Bobby Heenan, a little bit of Jim Cornette, but Dangerous Lee was my guy. And I didn't know what a booker was when I was 12, but I knew I wanted to be, well, as a booker, I was making wrestling matches with my figures well later than I should have been as a young man. And Scotty was this way.
I didn't know we were prepping for this, Natch. I wrote down all the results of the matches between my action figures. I still got the book somewhere of all the.
Oh, I made cards. I love Rumbles. Love booking Rumbles.
Rumbles are a lot of fun.
Did you guys come up with your own rating systems and all that kind of stuff? Like the top 10?
Top 10 rankings for sure. Oh, yeah.
I used to do that.
I did top 10 favorites, every week on WWE, who my favorite guys were. And
I actually started coming to wrestling shows locally. I'm a little bit younger than Scotty. So when Scotty was breaking in, I was in grade 12 for that first show. Scotty was a year and a half into ECCW at the time. So my first show was seeing him in a tag team as the young upstart baby faces that him and Havoc were. And I went to local shows for a couple of years, and then I became friends with some of the guys doing that. And Scotty was one of the guys I became friends with.
Well, by some, he means there was like two of us. The rest of the wrestlers hated his guts.
It's true.
Because if you know the Natural, you know he's very outspoken. He's not afraid to share his mind on whatever it is. Very, very loud, obnoxious, expressive. Makes for a great wrestling fan if he's on your side. I've mentioned this several times. I'm going to mention it several more. He had especially a lot of heat with one Luscious Lane Fontaine.
Ooh.
Because the Natural would tear him apart on the message boards. And it got to the point where Lane Fontaine would be wrestling, and the Natural, buying a front row seat, would turn his front row seat around during Lane Fontaine's match. Where like
that was a real piece of garbage.
And I talked to him, and he liked me. He respected me. So we hit it off beautifully. And
I was a big Scotty fan.
Yeah.
Scotty's friend, and we were big friends in about 2005 is when we started our friendship. And then my sister decided to train to become a wrestler at the same time as when me and Scotty became friends. You may have heard of her, Lyle. Her name is Nicole Matthews.
Yeah, I think I've maybe have heard her, maybe seen her once or twice, down here,
And so me and Scotty became really good friends at the same time as my sister started training. So in 2005, I decided to kind of shift over to there. I was helping with backup ring announcer and music, and then I started training. And then my first match was in May 2008 where I matched Scotty Mack against Aaron Bolo. And then 2 months later,
great match,
Dave Republic decided to make Scotty the head booker / basically running the show day to day, and I was his right hand man.
So you basically worked yourself in just doing whatever you could, right?
Yeah. And me and Scotty were already like booking the shows kind of at the bar back in 2007, and then pitching them to the owner Dave, and Dave always liked Scotty's pitches. So me and Scotty were kind of.
You didn't know how much you were contributing.
He had no idea what I was doing. I was definitely behind the scenes. They thought it was all Scotty. We were a team. We were a team then. We're a team now. That's kind of how it started. And 13 years later, it's still going strong.
So with the crew right now, you're managing. You're what exactly are you doing right now on screen and off screen?
So me, Scotty, and Alyssa Sargent are the three owners, and then we have trainers and stuff like that who are all parts of the company, social media, yada yada yada. But we're the three owners. I would say that between me and Scotty, we kind of just split all the duties to whatever kind of comes our way. We don't really have job titles. We run the company. And then on the show, I manage the Moonshine Mafia, which is Eddie Osborne and Juice Icarus, and I'll do commentary when need be. I run Gorilla on shows for our major shows, for the Commodore Ballroom. I write the script and do all the kind of detail-oriented things, like where the referees are, how matches go, yada, yada, yada. The kind of the day-of stuff. But when it comes to the bigger stuff, it's me and Scotty and Alyssa all deciding on where we go. Me and Scotty are more the creative. Alyssa's more of the school, and we're all kind of the business. So it's a great partnership.
And do you fit all in and around a family life and a shoot job and all that?
Yeah, I work as an educational assistant at a high school here locally in Surrey, over in Coquitlam. I also coach basketball and do some behavioral intervention stuff on the side.
So, Scotty, earlier you're saying, you're not able to get into the gym right now and all that kind of stuff. What are you trying to do right now to keep some kind of shape?
Well, I still look like $1 million, if you're wondering that. I mean, I haven't left the
physique. As he's taking the shirt off, the jacket.
We're still doing just fine.
He's showing off the guns right now, everybody, the guns.
It's just not necessarily ideal. I do look forward to the gym again, and I look forward to, like I said, getting back in the ring. The cool thing, though, is when you're in a position that I am and you get injured, like a lot of the time with wrestling and an injury, it's like that takes you off the shows and you don't get to be in front of the people and you don't get to perform and you don't get to satisfy that part of you that needs to perform if you're someone like me. And but being an owner and being as prominent as I've been in the Pacific Northwest the last 20 years, I was able to move into a role of 51% owner on shows. Like anyone that's followed ECW closely over the last 10, 15 years is aware of my contributions and kind of my role. And some people even aware that I own it. I don't know if they, you know, how many people know that Natch owns it and Alyssa owns it, but this was the first time that I used it as a gimmick, as a personality, where I love working heel, and I feel really comfortable in the Mr. 51% role, abusing my authority where I see fit, and just getting out and in front of the people and performing and getting heat. And I think the talent that I've worked with in this role has definitely benefited from my role in their storylines. I enjoy that. I love getting baby faces over, or doing my part in getting baby faces over. And so that satisfied the performance aspect of things for me while I've been on the sidelines with the injury. But I am ready to get back in there. I'll still do the whole, you know, I'm not abandoning the ownership gimmick, but we're just going to add some more wrestling matches again.
The good thing with this angle too is I can't stand authority angles normally. And there's two reasons why I can't. Three reasons. Number one, it's been done to death. So if it's the same thing, it fucking sucks.
Mm-hmm.
Pardon my language.
That's okay.
The second thing is that there's no payoff because the authority angle is a 65-year-old Vince McMahon. Or it's Teddy Long, or it's Vicky Guerrero, or it's...
And they're coming out at the beginning of every show. They're saying how everything's going to go. They're coming out again 20 minutes later. They're coming out again 20 minutes after
that. And that's the third thing. They take over the show. Scotty doesn't take over the show. Scotty is... His angle is his angle. It's only one part of a multi-segment show. Scotty also is a wrestler, so there is a payoff. So that's why this angle actually is probably the best authority angle you'll actually see in the recent memory on any type of wrestling promotion, because there will be a payoff. There actually is action that leads. It doesn't lead to everyone subservient to Scotty and then knowing there's no payoff. There's the payoff because Scotty can wrestle. He wrestles at a very high level, and he will be when he comes back with whoever the angle's with. So that's why I think that the angle fits and it works. So it gets the good parts of the authority angle, but also the great parts of a proper story with a beginning, a middle, and a payoff.
How hard is it for you, Natural, to start doing what you do when you come out and you manage people on-screen type roles, man, never doing that before, and then all suddenly, you know, you come out, you got the mic in your hand. Like, how nerve-wracking is that? And, you know, do you feel comfortable doing it now?
They don't call him the Natural for nothing, brother. He picked it up real quick.
I don't like taking multiple takes for my interviews. I find that's a waste of time of our lovely social media people. Most of my interviews backstage are one takes. I really enjoy the microphone in my hand. I went to radio and broadcasting school at Columbia Academy back here in 2002. So I'm comfortable with the microphone and working that aspect of it. And I like talking. Let's be honest. I like talking.
I feel like, you know, the reason why Vince McMahon was in that commentary role for so long is because who's going to put the product over better than him? Who's going to put over what he wants put over better than him? And in our company, you've got two guys in that position. You've got two guys that are really good on the mic, that two guys that know exactly where we want to go, two guys that can get really great heat and get the babies they're working with over. So it's been a big asset to our company to have both of us in this type of capacity.
You also notice on commentary for our big shows, if we need the color guy, it's me or Scotty. Mm-hmm. You know, there are talented people who have done the job. That we have Peter Brown, he's awesome. We've had other guys who do a good job, but me and Scotty are, when in doubt, or if there's something that we really, really need to get over, we know we can do it. So it's a great luxury to have.
Do you think that's a missed thing in today's, corporation wrestling, WWE? AEW actually has a couple, but managers and valets. Like, yes. That used to be so helpful for folks, maybe that, you know, guys or gals that couldn't speak very well on the mic, or they were young, 100%. Didn't know how to do it yet, right? And, you know, you got Jimmy Hart, Bobby Heenan, you know, all those mm-hmm. guys, mm-hmm. you know, even Miss Elizabeth, she didn't really talk, but she mm-hmm. came out, you know, and was involved yep. in the stuff. But I think that's a big missing piece of wrestling today.
100%.
You can't tell me that there's acts that didn't get over that wouldn't have worked with the manager. Like, you think Cesaro has a weird talk, you don't like the way he talks, but you like him in the ring. Cool, give him a manager. Done.
As you know what, that's one of my, like, they whether they had Heyman and Lesnar or not, like, obviously Heyman and Lesnar is one of the greatest pairings of all time. But in my opinion, they should have continued with Heyman with Cesaro mm-hmm. at that time.
I remember that. He had just won that Battle Royal, right?
Do yeah. you remember the month the Lesnar came back before Heyman? It was odd. Awkward. Yeah. He had his own talking. He had that weird segment of a contract signing with John Cena. It wouldn't have worked the way it is now without Heyman. Heyman is such a valuable asset to that act. Mm-hmm. You know, even right now, I don't watch a lot of the current product because the empty arena stuff is tedious. And also, I really have a problem with the firings last week. So I've kind of taken a break from the current product. But I know that Selena Vega absolutely adds to her current act of three guys who are very different and distinct in their own way. And she brings them together as a common unit. And that's what a manager does. Mm-hmm. You know, with my guys, Judas Icarus, Eli Surge, and Eddie Osborne are all very different people. And without me, I don't know if it would work as well. I just don't think so.
Mm-hmm. Let me get you guys' thoughts on two guys real quick, a couple young guys I've had the pleasure of talking to, the pleasure of seeing them live. First one, man, Judas Icarus, man, that guy, he seems to be up and coming, kicking ass. I mean, he's down, you know, in Defy doing stuff now, all over the place, man.
He's the future, brother. He is the Kyle O'Reilly of this territory 15 years later. He's mm-hmm. going places.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, he's all the potential in the world. I'm blown away every time I watch him perform, and he just gets better and better, and he's so good at the little things much sooner than he has any right to be.
Yeah.
And then the other one I was going to bring up, Beef Boy.
Nah.
Yeah, he's all right. Everybody make sure you told him I said that, okay? Make sure you make sure the natural said, he's all right. Quote that on your tweet. Tag him. He needs to know. I think he's just all right, okay?
Beefamania is running away. You know what it is? I think Natch has a problem with these guys with the Amania.
Good point.
Hulkamania he doesn't like. Beefamania he doesn't like. Beef Boy, super, super talented. Charisma coming out all over the place. The people love him. And that's a guy like Icarus. It's, once I got a taste of that, I could tell big things were coming. Beef Boy was more of a surprise. I didn't know what that guy was capable of. And again, like Icky, it's the little things. It's their selling. They're doing their homework. They're watching, wrestling from the past. Like they're
and they train their ass off.
It sounds like they're always training. They I don't know about so right dedicated. Now, but you know.
Yeah, you know, if you would have told me 2 years ago that Icky and Beef Boy would be main eventing our Commodore Ballroom shows,
both nights,
what am I thinking? One of those nights they were in the ring with Cobb. One of them weren't, right?
They too. Yeah, it was Cobb, Bandito, Icky, and Beef.
Nice. Man, those are some great cards, by the way. The last couple ballroom brawls up on IWTV now, by the way, in case anyone of the listeners didn't know.
Yeah, I'll put our ballroom brawl shows up in against anything. Like, and I've said it a million times here in Vancouver. I'll put our live show at the Commodore Ballroom up against any live act in Vancouver. I don't care who you're talking about. You're not gonna have a better time than that 2.5-3 hours you're in the Commodore for ballroom brawl twice a year.
Nope.
Three times, I guess, because we got the two nights. But yeah, great segue. IWTV, really, really stoked. Hats off to the Natural for getting that going with them, because it's really turning out great. Natural's just telling me about what he has in mind for the next 6 months of shows that are going to be put up there. The ballroom brawl shows, you're going to get the best of the local talent, and then we'll bring in some names that are making waves, and consistently, like, all of them have been so good. There's been like, what, three stinkers as far as like matches go, like three matches
out of all
in
matches,
all of the ball. Yeah,
two in one show. But who's counting?
Was that Scotty's match?
Absolutely not, Lyle. And I will, you got a super kick with your name on it. If I see you, my friend, after that one, I don't know. My memory's not so good. You better hope I forget.
Okay. I'll be careful when I walk up into those ballroom brawls one of these times.
There you go.
Wow. All of a sudden, I'll wake
up. It's my show. I'll do what I want. I'll hop out of the ring and go get you right in the audience in the middle of the segment. I don't care. It's my show.
I think I believe you.
you should.
Natch doesn't always like it, but he knows it could happen.
Hey guys, hold on. We will be right back to the Natural and Scotty Mac. But first, we're going to have a little talk about to-go shows, because we're all living in the dream right now of being home and not able to go out and get us some fabulous nachos as we've been used to. But guess what? Never fear. Nacho Mamas has you covered with to-go shows. And they are going to be at Karn Brewing in Kenmore from 4 to 7 on Friday, May 8th. Saturday, May 9th, Urban Family Brewing in Ballard, 1 to 7. Come get yourself some nachos to go. Sunday, Mother's Day. Mamas love nachos, let me tell ya. This mama does. You can go to a Locust Brewing and Cider at the Junction in Woodinville from 12 to 3 and pick up some delicious bites to go. What do they have? They've got smoked salmon nachos, Fontina cheese sauce, smoked salmon, cream cheese dip, sweet bell peppers, and green onions. You can get some samurai salsa and chips, red salsa with roasted tomatoes, shishito peppers, jalapeno chiles, green onions, cilantro, soy sauce, and garlic. That sounds phenomenal. Pineapple coconut agua fresca, made with fresh pineapple, young coconut, lime, mint, and agave. Oh, I remember when I was a young coconut. It was so wonderful. Served over ice, but bring your own tequila. Lemon bars with a shortbread crust. Doesn't that sound delicious? Doesn't that sound better than quarantine? Yes, it does. Get yourself two. NachoMamasSeattle.com. Check them out. Follow them on Twitter at NachoMamasSEA. Facebook and Instagram at Nacho Mama Seattle, hashtag nachos and beer. And now back to the action with the Natural and Scotty Mac.
So is the IWTV going to be where your guys' show drop exclusively for now on, or are they going to stay on a couple of the other things that they're with too?
So IWTV will have first crack at our stuff. So we have three best ofs coming up that we are dropping next month, and IWTV will get them first, and then we'll upload them to our other services later on. And then once we get back into live shows, we'll kind of reevaluate where we're going and, you know, what we're doing. But IWTV for sure is the number one priority right now. And they currently on demand have Ballroom Brawl 13, night one and night two, and then Ballroom Brawl 11, night two's up tonight. And then starting on Monday, that's when we'll have another big announcement on what's happening with the rest of our ball and balls.
Nice. Now, that's going to be – how fun is that, though, going through your guys' tape library and kind of figuring out which shows you want to drop next? You know, is it hard? You guys got to agree on it? Like, no, we're doing this one. No, we're doing that one.
It's strange, man. As different as the Natural and I are, because we're very, very different people. There's a lot of really important topics that we're on completely opposite ends of the spectrum on.
Yeah.
But when it comes to wrestling and when it comes to ECCW, it just him and I are just, we just click and it just works. And it's, you know, you, if he proposes something, I usually love it. If I propose something, he usually loves it. Sometimes there's tweaks here and there, or sometimes it's going, okay, this is what I want to do, but I need this. How do we get there? And then, but as far as like decisions,
or it's like I say this, he or about that. I'm like, oh, I never even thought of that. Of course, that's happens a lot too, where you think you have something, but you forgot a key element. Well, the other guy didn't forget that key element.
It's just both of us. The reason why ECCW has been as consistently good as it has since we took over is we put our egos aside and we consistently, both of us want to do what's best for the company and best for the shows. And that's always taken precedence over everything else, and will continue to. And we, cause deep down we know what's best, and we know what should be. And I know what should go up on IWTV. And, like I said, Natch laid it out for me last night, what the plan is. And I love it. I'm in full agreement.
Great thing too, is that we have almost 50 shows we have on our library of, you know, dub two camera commentary edited shows that we can put up over a 6 month period. Mm-hmm. And they could be brand new to fans. You know, a wrestling fan who became a wrestling fan 3 years ago who lives in South Carolina will never have seen any of our stuff. So we can give them 50 shows over 6 months. That's like, it's like a brand new catalog of awesomeness for them.
Yeah, and especially since, like, you know, I'm sure there's plenty of other fans that are feeling like Natch is, and I have trouble watching the WWE without an audience. I mean, it really goes to show how much wrestling fans are a part of wrestling shows. I'm grateful to all the fans that come out and enjoy our shows and give as much as they do to us. They you know, we give it our all, and they give it right back in their reactions to it. And so to not have that on wrestling on television right now, and you can go back and see the stuff that you haven't seen. And a lot of the time you can see stars that are currently in WWE or AEW or, you know, right before they got signed, they were on a Ballroom Brawl.
Legitimately Matt Riddle's like third last independent match with us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the old Singh brothers too. And the Singh brothers too.
Well, the Singh brothers were here for years and years and years. They have more matches with us than any other company, and it's not even close. So you can see a lot of their tape library with us. And, you know, Kyle O'Reilly did his first 4 years with us before he moved to St. Louis and became a gigantic star that he is too. And it goes on and on and on. And it's fun. There's a section of, like, if you want to see the homegrown stars that become massive, like El Phantasmo or Kyle O'Reilly or the Singh brothers or Nicole Matthews, you do that. Or you can see what Scotty was saying and see the Matt Riddles just before they get signed and all that kind of stuff. Or you can just discover your new talent, like a Judas Icarus or a Beef Boy. There's so many ways you can.
Or the reverse of that, where I kidnapped my lovely American wife, Christine Von Erie, and now she's an ECCW mainstay because she's here with me.
You can see that. You could see that wedding if you really wanted to.
You could. Lad, did you watch the six woman ladder match there for the ECCW women's title?
I have not watched that one yet. It's on the agenda.
Check
though.
It out.
I will.
Check
it that out. That was the second last match on night two of
night
13.
Two? Okay.
It's on demand. It is a fantastic match.
All six delivered in a big, big way.
Man, it seems like that whole weekend delivered for you guys, just, you know, going over all that stuff, man. It's a fabulous weekend. You had a bunch of people come. My buddy Manny came up there from down here to check it out.
So. Yeah, I tweet with him. He's a nice kid.
Oh, hey, super nice guy. Really nice guy. But what was I going to say? You know, back to the IWTV thing. Did they give you guys a free code to give out to fans to get a 5-day free trial?
Yes, ECCW 2020 is the free code. There is still a couple of those codes remaining. A couple of our fans used them last weekend, but we do still have some. That's part of all of our tweets and our Facebooks and our Instagram. The code is there, so hopefully if you missed out last weekend, you can still jump on board with that.
Excellent, excellent, excellent. And so, you know, last few months, I don't know, how many shows have you guys had to cancel now? Three shows now. And it sounds like...
No, yeah, three. Well, four will be next week, five will be at the end of the month. So we've canceled six. We've missed three.
And how was the reaction by your fans up there? Are they all obviously understanding, you know, and that? Or, you know, you always get a few people are like, what the hell, you know?
No, it was really disappointing for us, though. The first one we had to cancel was March 16th. Was that what it was, Natch?
13th.
March, okay. And it was at a new building in Vancouver called the Ellis, which we were really, really stoked to get going in there. There's booze sales, smaller venue, but really great atmosphere and character in there. And
a lot of character.
Yeah, really good situation with a couple new partners on that building, Simon and Glenn. Great dudes. And so it sucks because we run the Commodore every like 6 months in Vancouver, but what we were missing since we haven't had the RCC on West Forth is a monthly Vancouver venue that where we can build to those Commodore shows properly. And so I was just so stoked about that. So that's the thing I'm most excited about when things do get up and running again is debuting at Yellis and just having that monthly Vancouver fan base, because the wrestling fans of Vancouver are my favorite. So I can't wait to be in front of a sold out Ellis every month.
So what are you guys kind of doing right now? Is just on hold until you get a date, or does your government up there got an open date, or are they just kind of still waiting things out?
I think we're doing better than the States. So I'd love to hear that we're going to start reopening soon. I mean, I haven't heard that we are. I just really hope we are. It would be really great to be able to run the Ellis, you know, with like maybe 150 capacity or something sometime in the summer. Again, I don't know, but I'm just hopeful. But you know, like Nat's been working real hard at making sure that our social media is continuing on and putting up new stuff week after week. We've got some really great HR segments that everyone should check out. With our human resources guy Henry Reed, where he sits down. I mean, I think it could appeal to even people that aren't even wrestling fans. It's just really, really funny stuff. Basically, if you can imagine a wrestling company having a human resources department and what goes down and the different reasons why they'd have to call the wrestlers into their office. So definitely check those out. And then of course the IWTV thing is big. We're really happy with the reception and the reaction we've got so far. And other than that, it's just, you know, being ready for when it's time to wrestle again.
Try to find tasks to do, Lyle. You know, we're never going to have this time off again. Mm-hmm. Like I was talking to Peter Brown, one of our many guys who helps us with our social media department, and he went through and found every single match we have uploaded on YouTube. List them for me, all 1,200 matches. I then told him which matches to delete, which is like 900 of them, because they weren't like commentary matches.
None of mine, right? You didn't.
I'll get there. And the matches were just like one long hard cam with no commentary, and there were just matches from back in the day that we uploaded on our YouTube, but there's no way to monetize it. So and it's so cluttered, and there was no organization, so we kept the matches that were either A, had a lot of hits, which is usually a female match, which is plays a lot well on YouTube. Our current stars like Scotty Mack, and we also kept the matches of the names who have left.
I'm gonna go check. Like after this, brothers. I'm gonna go on YouTube. I'm gonna check.
I know you are. But if randomly, you know, Stallion Smith wrestled a Hellion in 2012 in Poco, you know, it got deleted because there was just. Just for instance, there were just so many of those matches that were on YouTube that had 22 hits from 8 years ago, and that's just cluttering our channel. But we'll never have a chance to do this again. So me and Peter over 2 weeks time just cleaned up our YouTube channel, and that's just, we're trying to find tasks to do to kind of help business without actually having any new content.
Well, like I said, it's the perfect time to do that, and it's also the perfect time for this IWTV thing for you guys to happen, and all the other companies in the Pacific Northwest too, I might add, are jumping on IWTV. Yeah. So there is so much content out there just from the West, you know, Pacific Northwest.
Prestige, WAC, DOA, 5CC, PAL. Like, that's a lot of guys. Like, that's awesome.
It is, and like, you know, I'm talking to the guys from 5CC. They're going to announce pretty soon when their first thing is going to come up. And cool. I'm there, and so, man, everyone.
And like on Friday was Powell and DOA did a combo of their last big shows, and we're on tonight, which is Sunday. You know, it's
the Queen of Thorns tournament. They put the Queen of Thorns.
They did, yes.
Yeah, I watched a lot of that. That was really good. It was weird. Killer, it didn't have commentating.
I was in person at that. I loved that tournament. It was great.
I think Christina was on that show.
She won the damn thing. I'm definitely. If I see you in the crowd, I'm coming out there. All right, you realize that?
Hey, we got to have a little fun, right?
Don't make me get the trophy. I got the trophy sitting across the room from me. Okay, Christina lets me hold it sometimes.
You still got that? You still got that Tacoma Cup out there too?
Yeah, it's actually. I'm gonna take you on a little journey.
Journey with Scotty around
That's
the house.
My giant TV.
What are you watching? Baywatch.
We'll look up here. There we go.
Oh, there they are.
There's the Tacoma Cup and Queen of Thorns and the original Pacific. Oh, it's coming apart. The original Pacific Cup's up there too.
Nice, nice, nice.
So that's displayed prominently. Oh, and of course, the champ's belt.
Yes.
Does she got a? Does she still got that global belt sitting around, or did they take that away from her?
They took that back. That sons of bitches.
You could have made at least $20 at a pawn shop with that thing.
Exactly. Conrad Thompson will be searching for that thing online somewhere.
Yes, he would.
He was talking about a WWE belt he got just the other day. The one, oh God, what show were they looking at the other day? I can't remember now. But anyway, they got one with the wings or whatever on it.
But it's cool that if you notice, like when that's talking about the other promotions around here, like the climate has changed in independent wrestling and local wrestling. Like there's much more camaraderie between the different promotions. Everyone wants to see everyone else succeed. Everyone else wants to see the other promotions with full crowds and great draws. So that's really cool to be a part of wrestling in a time where the petty, it's back. They're rubbing two nickels together, and they're making the fans choose between two different promotions instead of running on different nights and shit like that. Like it's really a cool time to be in the wrestling business.
Well, and there's so much Pacific Northwest talent. Like there's plenty of room for everyone. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
In BC and in Washington too. Mm-hmm. Like me and Scotty have great relationships with all of the promotions. You know, from Northern Oregon all the way to Washington, all the way up here. Like there's. The 10 companies that run in BC, and then we just mentioned the top 6 or 7 that are running in the Washington/Northern Oregon area. It's never been better, and there's no animosity.
You know what?
To politics.
I'm gonna take the time to shout out VIPW on the island and Big West in the Okanagan as well. They're doing a great job as well, and really really great crowds. I know VIPW's selling out all the time, so hats off to them as well.
Nice, nice. Yeah, there's so many. The only ones I haven't visited, well, you guys up in Canada, and I haven't visited 5CC in Bellingham yet, but I've been to all the other ones around the Oregon and Washington here, man.
What a time to be a wrestling fan, huh?
It is, man.
I said he was a fine wrestler. He's also a fine person. He's average, a beef boy. Me and Beef got in the car. You know, he conned me into it. He said, "Natch, I really want to go wrestling." And he gave me lots of gas money. So I drove him to 5CC a couple months ago, and we watched the 5CC show. And it was just a lot of fun. It was a good show. Christina was on the show.
Mm-hmm. Uh-oh. Hello? Hello?
Hello, Lyle?
Yeah, it kicked me out for some reason.
45 minutes long. Wow, we thought we talked too long.
Oh, I guess so. I guess I got to sign up for longer time. Shit, I didn't know.
Yeah, 45 minutes is the mad time they give you for the free one.
So you guys were talking about, you guys went down to that 5CC show, you and Beef, and checked it out, said it was pretty good. Oh, bless you.
Yeah. Love the background.
Thanks. I wanted to try. I've never done it. What is that? Is that the Golden Gate Bridge or something?
I believe so.
Fun time, Harry. We're looking at the Golden Gate Bridge behind Scotty Mack in
Canada.
Why
is it red, then? Shouldn't it be golden?
Well, I think it's red.
Yeah. Yeah, I was just saying earlier how the
orange. It's orange.
Oh, fun.
Christina That's told orange. Me it's orange.
All right, Nigel.
So, please.
Yeah, just the 5CC show was a lot of fun that we went to, and it just shows the amount of good wrestling that's everywhere. Whether if you want to go to a show any weekend, if you want to travel to as south as Portland or as east as the Okanagan or as west as the Vancouver Island, you can go to a really good show in a lot of different spots. If you're a wrestling fan these days, it's great to see.
Oh, tons and tons. Canada, Washington, Oregon, hell, even down in California is getting some good stuff going on now. Scotty. Not Scotty Mack.
Yes, sir.
Scott, I should say. Scott, the producer.
Hello, I'm here.
You're here, man. How's it going?
Good. How are you guys? Everything going good?
Yeah, we had a great talk till it, decided to go out on me there, but that's all right. We recovered with your help. Thank you very much. You got anything you want to add to this little conversation? We talked about a lot of kind of different stuff. Didn't know if you had anything else you wanted to throw in.
No, I'm good. I'll leave it to the talent.
I think the one last thing I'd like to say is that I think the best show we ever did was Ballroom Brawl 11 Night 2, which you can see tonight on IWTV. So I'm super happy that we're able to have this show on the live stream of their channel so as many different fans can see it, because I really do think it was our best show ever. And I'm just really excited to see all the feedback from all our fans. And it was such a stressful, crazy weekend. It was definitely the most stressful shows we'd ever put on. We had so many cancellations and bailouts.
I almost broke my ass.
You can see Scotty broke almost break his ass.
Your ass.
springboard leg drop from in the ring to the outside through a table. Yes. I put Derek Drexel on there. I thought he would stay there. He moved, and the table didn't really break my fall. I went right through that table, and I might as well just been jumping 15 feet in the air and landing on my ass on the concrete floor.
How'd that work out the next day for you?
Next week, next month. It was terrible. It was one of the worst feelings I've ever had in my life. But hell of a match. I'm very, very proud of that. And before we give Natch, this is what he wants to say last. This is what I want to say last. Let's make a super kick finish again, okay? So that's what I have to say. That's what I'm going to leave this podcast with.
Make a super kick finish again. So you're trying to say is someone takes a super kick, it should be a 1-2-3.
No, you know what I'm going to say? Someone takes my super kick, it's over.
You're not sticking out. I was watching this shitty indie match between these two guys, and there was a double cutter in the opening match, and they went 45 extra minutes. That was Randy Orton and Edge at WrestleMania. Sorry, guys. I got confused.
That was a very long match. I thought it was way too long, that back brawl thing they had.
I absolutely hated it.
They looked like at times they didn't even know what they should be doing next.
And then the whole Benoit spot in the gym was also...
That was not great. So anyway, guys,
I've got to be honest, I didn't watch it, but it's a Benoit spot.
Anyways,
so people want to watch ECC Dub. They do it on IWTV, right? And you guys got that code, sir. Again, what was that code again?
ECCW 2020 for free 5 days on IWTV. 13 night one and night two is on demand right now. 11 night two is up tonight on the live channel, and then on Monday, which is tomorrow, we're having a big announcement on what's happening with the rest of our Ballroom Brawls for their on-demand service. And every month from now until September, there'll be new content uploaded on the demand for IWTV. You will see our whole complete library over the next 6 months.
Woohoo!
To IWTV. It's very, very exciting and awesome.
Man, that sounds great. And if the folks out there want to follow ECC Dub on all the different social medias, how do we do that?
Instagram is at ECCW. It's on Twitter, Facebook. We have a group and a page. We have a YouTube channel. We have a website. It's all ECCW.
Don't worry about following the natural, but if you want to follow me at Smack Wrestling,
you can see me yelling at somebody, I'm sure.
What if we wanted to follow the best wrestler in your house, Scotty, like your wife? How do we do that? He's really going to super kick me now.
Look at Lyle.
He is at CV Evil on Twitter. She's already got way more followers than me. So, what are you doing to me here? I'm trying to catch up.
Well, you know who the head of the household is there, I think.
Wow, I'm no comment.
Hey, guys, thanks so much for coming on here today. I appreciate it. I know, Natural, I was supposed to talk to you the other day, and shit went bad for me, so I appreciate you understanding, and I appreciate
you. You're doing a hell of a job, Lyle. I had a good time.
Hey, man, I always have a good time. This is like the third time we've talked. I've got to talk to you and the wife one time. Now you and your business partner there. So,
well, anytime, Lyle, you want to jump on a podcast with me and just talk whatever. I like to talk a lot, so I don't really care what you're talking about.
Well, we'll probably have to go back and just do one with you since Scotty kept butting in on us, you know, so we can just do an entire show on you. And you know,
don't make me bust out the old catchphrase, you shut your mouth.
Hey, guys, any final thoughts before we head off into the sunset for this Sunday evening?
Just check us out on IWTV as much as you can and enjoy the ride of our illustrious catalog that we've done since 1996. There, most of the shows are from 2008 on. There's a couple gems from 2005 and even one from 2000. But it's been a great ride. Me and Scotty had a lot of fun doing what we've been doing for the last 12 and a half years. And I think you'll agree that it's the product speaks for itself. And there's a lot of great shows, and you're going to see them all on IWTV over the next 6 months.
Scotty Mac.
I am the most decorated wrestler in the history of the Pacific Northwest. Don't you dare forget that, and make a super kick finish again.
Oh, all right, guys.
All right.
Hey, you guys, thanks a lot.
Always in gimmick.
I hope I can get up one of them shows sometimes when our licenses offices open back up down here. I can take my birth certificate in there and get my enhanced deal.
I was going to say, yeah.
And then be coming up. Scott's going to take me out for a night on the town. Then I'm going to come over and check you guys out on the show.
You're going to be living on milkshakes and soup for months.
That's right. As long as I can drink a beer while I'm watching the show, right?
Through a straw. Matters.
Through a straw with my mouth sewn shut. Wired shut, I should say. All right, guys. You guys have a good evening, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Lyle.
This episode recorded at the Bigfoot headquarters. This has been a Swagamore production.